This is Jefferson Weaver with UCCN Local News. The county's first road fatality of the year took the life of a Clarendon woman this morning. Ms. DeCrib, age 35, was killed when Caroline Green, age 16, crossed the center line. Their vehicles collided head-on. Two children in Cribb's car were seriously injured. One has been transported to UNC Hospital. Green, the driver of the second vehicle, was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. On a personal note, Misty was an account executive with Columbus County News and Jones Media and a member of our family. We ask that you keep all of her family, especially her children and parents, in your prayers. Beaver Dam Original Free Will Baptist Church was jammed with friends, family, and first responders Saturday, all saying goodbye to Master Trooper Anthony Godwin. The Highway Patrol Trooper died last week on a hunting trip. Godwin, age 35, left behind a wife and two small children. An account has been set up through State Employees Credit Union to assist the family. Donations may be made to the benefit for Anthony Godwin at any SECU branch. Make checks out to Heather Godwin. We won't see any smoke today, but the Forest Service, Wildlife Commission, and the Nature Conservancy are gearing up for controlled burn season. It runs January through August most years. People who live in or near pine forests can expect to see smoke as a number of agencies and groups conduct controlled burns to restore area woodlands. And if you usually travel through the normal areas, you'll know to be on the lookout for when there are heavy smoke conditions. Make sure you slow down and burn those headlights. The next few days are going to see sub-freezing temperatures at night and chilly temperatures by day. It's going to be dangerously cold. Make sure you winterize your vehicles, protect your pipes, and secure your water pump. Be sure you make provisions for your outside pets as well, or elsewise go out there and sleep with them in the cold so you get an idea what it's like. We have Christopher Colley's exclusive daily local weather updates on the CCN webpage. Now, the warming station is open in Wyville from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly until further notice. It's at Facts of Life Church at 306 North Lee Street in Wyville. Meals will be served at the center, that's behind the main church. The feeding pot is also open at 2 p.m. every Saturday for anyone who's in need. Call 910-918-4531. Governor Josh Stein was officially sworn into office on Wednesday, replacing Roy Cooper in the state's top slot. One of Stein's first official actions was to sign five executive orders promising additional aid for hurricane victims. Newly sworn in state auditor Dave Bolick wasted no time promising that his office would closely monitor the new aid packages. He cited the previous administration's $221 million budget shortfall and failure to provide promised assistance after Hurricanes Matthew and Florence. The Sheriff's Office is collecting camp stove-size LP bottles for shipment to Western North Carolina. People, this is a way that you can help. It's not going to cost you a tremendous amount of money. You can get a four-pack for $12 to $15 at most of your area large retailers, as well as the farm store in Wyville. The deadline is January 12th, and it's cold up there, y'all. These people need some help heating. You can drop off your donations at the Sheriff's Office on Washington Street in Wyville. The Southeastern Genealogical Society will meet Saturday at Wyville Missionary Alliance Church. Speaker will be Henry Mintz. He'll discuss Columbus County in the 19th century. The meeting starts at 2 p.m. Members often arrive early to share family history. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.